He began to respond and continued to speak. After the messengers of Yamaraj thus addressed the mission leader, those perfected beings who are personal associates of Vasudeva smiled, and with voice resounding as the sound of the cloud, gravely spoke the following words.
इत्युक्ते यमदूतैस्ते वासुदेव प्रकारिणा तान् तत्तु प्रहस्तेदम् नैव निर्हादया दिया तो यमदूत दे वेरी पोलाइटली सबमिटेड दे कुड अंडरस्टैंड इमीडिएटली दैट दीस पर्सन्स सो nicely decorated, four hands, looking very youthful, all the good qualities. So, with due submission, they said that you look so nice, gentle, why you are interfering with our duties? Himatsa dharma palasya kim karanam visheda. So, they accepted the submission, very humbly the submission, with their respect. Therefore, they are smiling. And the word is used here, tan pratuchu prahasya idam. When there is argument, dealing is the words are restrained very politely. The things go on next. Prahasa now, they are challenging the Vishnu Dutta that you are claiming to become the servants of Yamaraj and in Dharmaraj. His authority, and how is that you do not know whom to arrest and whom not to arrest? This man is now free from all sinful reaction. How is that you are claiming to be servant of Yamaraj, Dharmaraja, and do not know? Therefore, there is my So their challenge was that you are claiming to be servants of Yamaraj, but you are doubting whether you are bona fide servants of Yamaraj. Otherwise, why you are committing this mistake? So, this indicates the servant should be as good as the master. That is all. Because sometimes servants may be challenged. So that is the qualification of Krishna's servant. Krishna's servant must be always equal because they have to meet so many opposing elements. There is so many, particularly the whole material world is full of dushkita. They want to create God. They don't want to become servant of God. That is the challenge. Therefore, anyone who is claiming to become servant of God, Krishna, he must be well equipped to meet the challenging spirit of others. Prahasya idam megu nirapadaya jira. Very lazy and quiet of them. What is that inquiry? They say, Sri Vishnu Dutta Uchu. The Vishnu Dutta reply. There, Submission Master, you are so nice, gentlemen. you appear to be coming from the very elevated planet, why you are interfering? There, with very green eyes and smiling, challenging them. What is that? Jivambai dharmarajasya yadi nirdesha parna buddha dharmasya natsatyam yaksa adharmasya natsatyam. So, if you are actually servant of Dharmaraj, then you must know what is dharma and what is adharma. Jiyangvai dharmarajasya jadi nirdeshakarya. That will be your bona fide representation. You cannot do any mistake if you are servant of Dharmaraj. Dharmaraj means here there are so many living entities, of course the human society has explained many times, dharma, religious system is in the human society, not in the animal society. The animals does not, they have no knowledge, neither they have capacity to distinguish what is dharma, what is adharma. Their business is simply eating, sleeping, mating, and living. It is the human society, another extra. Not only simply eating, sleeping, mating, that is required because you have got this body. But we have got extra intelligence. Why this extra intelligence? That is for understanding dharma, religion. But unfortunately, the modern rascal society is utilizing that extra intelligence than the cats and dogs for the same purpose, eating, sleeping, mating, and that is the defect of the modern society. In spite of advanced education, scientific knowledge, technical knowledge, this knowledge, that knowledge, they remain the same cats and dogs. Therefore, people are dissatisfied, disappointed. God has given him his extra intelligence for understanding God, but they are being misled. There is no God. He utilizes for your sanctity. This is education. Therefore, they are thinking, the dog is eating on the street, we are eating in a very good hotel, nice table, nice dishes, this is advancement. But they do not think that after all, the dog is eating, you are also eating. He may be a better dog, that's all. So what is your extra business? The dog is eating only flesh or meat, because God has ordered. But you are ordered to eat fruits, flowers, nice things, meat preparation. But you, because you are dog, you are eating meat. The extra intelligence, that because you have got extra intelligence, you should utilize the food for you. Tena tattena bhunnita bhagita kasya siddhanam. The Upanishad Veda says, what you are ordered to take, I accept. Everything belongs to God, but He has given allotment. You utilize this. You utilize this. So if you meet a dog instead of human being, you are an advanced human being, why should you eat like dog or the uncivilized man? The uncivilized man in the jungle, he does not know how to produce grain, how to prepare many nice preparation. He does not know. But you are civilized man. Why you should eat like dogs and tigers? Huh? This is misuse of intelligence. Huh? So therefore, as they are challenging, the first of all, you are claiming to be Sattvanta Dharmaraj. So let us know what you know about dharma. So similarly, we should also challenge. If you are a human being, you must know how to live like human being. Otherwise, you are animal. If you eat like animals, sleep like animals, and have sex like animals, and defend like animals, then you are animal. They say that it is very good to become God, because there is no restriction of sex life. You can have it on the street. They think like that. This is an art. The animals wander naked. So man is also trying to become naked, nudie. This is right. So that extra intelligence is being used like that. Very, very abominable condition of the human society. You are the only hope to save them. Otherwise it is doomed. So the question is, we are challenged. What is dharma and what is hope? If you are servant of dharma, you must distinguish what is dharma. So in Goa, under the, what is called, the Jama Dutas, they are not very good looking as the Vishnu Dutas. Still, this question was put to them to express. They are not very much civilized, you may say. Still, they are expected to know this distinction. Let's see. In the Yamadutas were how much advanced and how we are advanced. We do not know what is dharma, what is adharma. We don't make any distinction. Dharma is, I have repeatedly said, dharma means to surrender to Krishna. Simple. And adharma means everything except this. If you don't surrender to Krishna, then whatever you are doing, that is adharma, means non-religious. Therefore, the Srimad Bhagavatam it is said, dharma prajjita koitavata. Koitava means cheating, false, pretenders. So, all kinds of cheating in the end is kicked out. Teaching religions, they are teaching that we can create God as we can create television. Similarly, we can create God. They are teaching, this is all. Let's see how degraded they are. And these things are going on as well. Bhuta dharma sarna tattvam. Tattvam, tattvam means truth. Don't talk nonsense. Don't waste time. Tattvam, in truth. What is dharma? Bhuta dharma sarna tattvam. Jatya adharma sarna. And how we distinguish from adharma, non-religious. Knowledge means you should know both things, not one side. You must know what is religious system and what is not religious system. Simply one side is not full knowledge. Upayansa chintayet prajna. Upayansa chintayet. Just like if you want to do some business, you have calculated that I shall invest so much money and I shall get so much profit. So, let us do this business, it is very nice. But Shastra says, no, you have simply calculated the profit and you also calculate no profit. Not one side. Similarly, if you know dharma, you must know adharma, the opposite side. If you know white, you will know what is black. Otherwise, the knowledge is not relative. This world is, if you know the Father, then you must know the Son. Or if you know the Son, then you must know the Father. So in the religious system, if one knows the Son, the further improvement is to know the Father. That is, otherwise it is incomplete. If you simply know the Son of God, then it is incomplete. If you know the Father of the Son of God, then it is complete. So, here in our Krishna consciousness movement, there are in all other religious systems, they say that our, this leader is Son of God. Somebody says he is, our leader is a servant of God. So, now, because he did not know who is the master, who is the father, therefore, gradually it has been. Now we must know the Krishna consciousness movement is awarding. Here is the father of the Son of God, Krishna. Here is the master of the Son. This is Krishna. So there is no quarrel with other religious systems. They know simply the Son of God. But they do not know who is the father of the Son. That is Krishna. Aham abhija padapita. Krishna says, I am the seed-giving father. Whose father? Sarvajoni, who in all forms of living entity. Sarvajoni, who kanti or sambhavanti. Beginning from the microscopic living entities up to the Brahma. The biggest. So Krishna claims, I am the father of Brahma as well as the microscopic germ. Sarvajoni. So you should know. And if anyone understands Krishna, how he is father of Brahma and father of this microscopic germ, then he becomes perfect. Immediately. Therefore Krishna recommends janma karma me bimbam yo janati tattata the tattva. True, if you simply try to understand Krishna in truth, how he is father of Lord Brahma and how he is father of the microscopic jar. And if you in truth understand what is this microscopic jar and what is this Brahma, what is this human being, what is this tiger, what is this tree. So, to know Krishna means to know it. Therefore, the Vedas it is said, jasmin vijñāte sarvamekam vijñātam bhavanti. If you simply understand Krishna, then you become full knowledge. That is complete knowledge. Vedajñānam, this is Bhagavad Gita says, this is knowledge. If you simply study Krishna, so what is the difficulty? Krishna is explaining himself. Suppose if you want to study somebody, you may guess that this body, this man, may be like this, like that. That is going on all over the world. What is God? Some theosophist, some theosophist and theologist, all are speculative. Maybe, perhaps, this, that. And The God is explaining himself, I am this, like this. That is not. Let's see. God is canvassing that here I am. I have come, puritranaya sadhunam, vinashaya sudhuskitam. I have appeared before you just to give you relief. Puritranaya sadhunam. You are trying to understand me. So yes, I am present. Where you are thinking God is formless. Here I am, Krishna form. You see, I have got my fruit in the hand. I am very much fond of the cows. I love the cows and the state and Brahma, everyone equally, because they are all my sons in different bodies. Krishna is playing, Krishna is speaking. If this is ourself, we will not understand Krishna. So what is Krishna's fault? It is our fault. Andhra. Just like the owl. Owl will never open the eyes to see that there is sunlight. You know this? Owl. So they will not open. However, you may say, Mr. Owl, please open your eyes to see the sun. No, there is no sun. I don't see. This owl civilization. So you have to fight with this owl. It must be very strong, especially the sannyasis. You have to fight with the owls. We have to open their eyes by force on this, with machine. And this is what's wrong. So, this Krishna consciousness moment is a fight against all the owls. Here is a challenge. Jyam vai dharma rajasta jadi nirdesha karya. Nirdesha karya. Servant means they have no second choice than to carry out the orders of the Lord. Therefore, nirdesha karya. They cannot argue. No. Whatever is ordered, that is karya. So if anyone claims to become, he is expecting the, Vishnudutas are also mentioned here, Vasu Rivokta Kari, no? They are also servant. So, Ukta means whatever order is given by Vasudeva, they carry on. Similarly, the Yamadutas, the servant of Yamaraja, they are also at a Nirdesha Kari. If you are actually servant of Yamaraja, you act according to his direction, then you must know what is dharma and what is adharma. So they are actually bona fide servants of Yamaraja. There is no doubt about this. Now they are giving their identification in this way. Yamaduta Uchu. Veda Pranehito Dharma. Immediately. What is dharma? That was the question. Immediately answer. They know what is dharma. Veda Pranehito Dharma. Dharma means what is explained in the Vedas. You cannot create dharma. Veda, the original knowledge. Veda means knowledge. So, from the time of creation, the Veda was given to Brahma. Veda therefore is called apaurusha. It is not manufactured. That is explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Tini Brahma Rida Adhikavai. Brahma Brahma means Veda. Veda is another name is Veda, Brahma. Spiritual knowledge. Or all knowledge. Brahma. So, Tini Brahma, Adhikave Veda. The Veda has to be studied from the spiritual master. So, it is said that the Brahma is the first living being who understood Veda. So how he understood? Where is the teacher? There is no other teacher. How he understood Vedas? The teacher was Krishna. And he is situated in everyone's heart. Ishvara sarva-bhutana riddhese Arjuna Krishna. So, he is teaching from the heart. So Krishna teaches, he is so kind, as Chaitanya Guru, from the heart, and he sends his representative from outside. Chaitanya Guru and Guru. Both ways Krishna is kind. Krishna is so kind. So therefore, Vedas, they are not man-made books. Veda, apurusha. Apurusha means not made by us. We should not take Vedas as ordinary mental speculation book. No, it is perfect knowledge. It is perfect knowledge and one has to take as it is without any adulteration, interpretation. So, it is spoken by God. Therefore, Bhagavad Gita is also Veda. It is spoken by Krishna. So, you cannot make any addition or deletion. You must take it as it is. Then you get the right knowledge. Vedas, how the example is given, perhaps you know several times, that the Vedas, how it should be accepted as it is, without interpretation. Just like Vedas say that if you touch stool, immediately you have to take your bath. You have become impure. This is very dangerous. If you touch bone, then you have become impure. You have to take your bath immediately. Full. Then Vedas say, now this tool of cow is pure. Cow dung. Now, with your reason you can say, first of all you say that stool is impure and as soon as you touch, you must take your bathing, otherwise you remain impure. And another stool, cow stool is say pure. This is contradiction. You say that the bone is impure and you are keeping the bone in the disease room, the cancer is bone. You know this cancer is the bone of an animal. So it is being used in the disease room and the cow dung is also used in the disease room. Even Krishna is smearing his whole body with cow dung. You know Krishna is Veda. So if you say argo with your poor knowledge, then it becomes contradiction. One stool is good, another stool is bad. But because it is said by the Vedas, you have to accept. This is Veda knowledge. You cannot argue. There is no scope of argument. Whatever is said, you have to accept. Otherwise, how Vedas become authority? You can change in your own way. So therefore, we say that if you want to take benefit by reading Bhagavad Gita, then you should accept it as it is said. Don't try to interpret foolishly. Then you never get it. That is our propaganda. And people are very against us. No, I am a scholar. I am a philosopher. I can interpret in this way. We say, no, sir, you cannot do that. This is our purpose. We are the opponent of that. Thank you very much.